Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And I am joined this morning, or this afternoon, by investigative reporter Lee Williams, because, Lee and I, we didn't go to the NRA annual meeting, so we're still fresh. We're not frazzled from travel. Huh. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, didn't go up to ANRAM this year. I should have, but I just, you know, too damn busy,
understand.
Quite frankly.
I understand. Understand.
Have you, the thing that got my attention lately, have you seen the body camera footage from the officers involved in the Farmington, New Mexico shooting where they went to the wrong house?
I have read a little bit about it. I have not seen the body cam footage.
Well, unfortunately, and I mean that, I have. I watched it this morning, and I'm not always one who likes to comment on stuff like that. But, Bill, what that shows me is you've got – I mean, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, they need more training. Yeah, they do. The officers definitely do, but they need the right kind of training. You've got poor Robert Dotson. It's dark 30 in the morning. They pound on his door several times over the course of about a minute and a half, and he comes to the door. I mean, imagine you waking up from a dead sleep.
Right.
You're groggy. You don't know what's going on. You definitely get a firearm of some kind. And the minute he walks out and they see a gun, it's like a nanosecond goes by and he's shot. I don't know. They must have let go about 6-7 rounds. It's just rapid fire, and he's done. These officers need more confidence in their firearms. They need to know that, you know, you're able to beat a sleepy septuagenarian at dark 30 in the morning. That the minute you see a firearm, and this is my point, the minute an officer sees a firearm, they shouldn't automatically go to deadly force. And, you know, we do the podcast with Bob, and if you go through one of his classes or another class taught by a very high-end professional, you'll realize that your confidence in your firearm increases because you realize how quickly you can draw and fire and hit a target. Therefore, as I've said before, I think it's vital for our law enforcement to get to that level. They realize that, yeah, they can beat anybody on the street. I mean, for example, I'm a former newspaper editor. I pretty much work behind a computer. Yet I can draw and fire from concealment and hit a 6-inch dot at 7 yards sub-second. Just because I trained and I got the right instructor. That level of confidence gives me, and I'm not a law enforcement officer anymore, gives me the ability to know that, most threats out there I will beat. So for law enforcement, it's crucial because they need to understand that, you don't have to respond with deadly force right away. You have the odds are on your side. And at dark 30 in the morning, they should have realized that most reasonable people are probably going to come, especially in New Mexico, are probably going to come to the door with a gun. I would.
What were they serving the warrant for?
They got the wrong house. So I don't care. Right. They were at the wrong house.
That is a big glaring thing, but
I think it was they were investigating an alleged domestic. somebody called in and said they, it was a domestic, violence call or something. Might have been a, and they're standing right next to the door when they go in there. Finally, when the lights come on, they start backing up to a good tactical distance. But I'm gonna, I don't know about you, the possibility of being at the wrong house, the possibility a neighbor could have called in the wrong house or the dispatcher screwed up or whatever should be ever present on their mind. I mean, you might not be at the right house. There might be extenuating circumstances. Yet the minute this guy shows up at the door, he's dead. And I mean very dead. Basically because these officers did not have confidence in their firearms.
Right. Or in themselves with their firearms.
Exactly. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. And that at this level, at this day and age, that's almost critical or criminal. That's something you can put on the chief. That's something you can put on their entire chain of command. Now, I doubt that these officers are going to be charged criminally. I don't know if that's appropriate or not. That'd be up to the prosecutors out there. But they damn sure shouldn't wear a badge.
Now, you're a former law enforcement guy. Let me ask you a couple of things. So typically on a warrant like this would be served, this is ODARC 30?
This is not a warrant. This is an investigation. They're investigating an alleged domestic violence situation.
So they were called. They got a call. Mm-hmm. And how many of them responded? How many of them were there?
You can see that there's three, at least two or three.
Right.
So tactically, you know, that's pretty good. Pretty good odds.
Right. So they get a call and they get there and the whole house is dark and everything else.
They pound for a minute and a half.
Right.
It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but that's a lifetime.
Oh yeah.
Finally, lights come on. They realize they're standing right next to the door. They back up. This poor guy walks out, and the minute they see a gun, they just start firing. I don't know, based on how terrible the body cam footage is, whether or not the firearm was pointed at them or not. But at ODARC 30 in a dark house, okay, you're not hearing screaming inside. You're not hearing stuff getting thrown through windows. It's a dark house. So, I mean, the clues were there.
Right.
Let's just put it this way. The clues were there that, hey, maybe this isn't what it was called in at. Besides, anybody who's been in law enforcement for any length of time knows that most often what you're getting called for isn't exactly what's going on. Okay.
Right.
I mean, people screw up, dispatchers screw up. The public doesn't realize what's going on. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I was sent to a call thinking it's going to be one thing and it's another. That happens all the time.
Right.
But to resort to deadly force just within a nanosecond without, you know, it's bad. And you know, you can back up a little bit. You can get some distance between you and the alleged bad guy. I mean, I don't know how I would have reacted, at ODARC 30, but I always, you know, if I go to the door, I bootleg my gun. I hold it right behind my right butt cheek, so it's not pointing at anybody, but it's there in my hand if I need it.
So, I guess, based upon what we know, their default position, as soon as they saw anything, was to simply get loud and worry about the details later. Is that what your problem with this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah,
well, that's a huge problem.
I don't disagree with you on that one. You know what? We got the first break coming up. I want to ask you a couple of other questions about that, just simply because I have not been a police officer, so I've always wondered about some of these things. And since you have trained both with the police and with Bob, you have had, I guess, sort of the best with both worlds. So that's. That's interesting. And also, as we head towards this pause, you can find Lee's work in a variety of places. He is at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is at armedamericannews.com, where he is the sole writer, and he is the sole writer for the Second Amendment Foundation as their investigative reporter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And I'm speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams, and you watched some webcam footage, and this is out of Kansas City. Is that where you told me it was?
Farmington, New Mexico.
Oh, my bad. Gosh, why was I thinking Kansas City? Who can tell? Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, now, as a police officer, when you rolled up on a potential domestic violence thing, first of all, did you have a little help with you most of the time in those cases?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to go to one of these calls on your own. No way. So you've got backup. And also, you should keep in mind there's no hurry. Okay, you're there, but you don't have to rush in.
Right.
You want to be nice. You want to be tactful. You want to make sure you're safe. There's no big hurry. There's a ton of other options available too. I mean, you can have your dispatcher call the home and say, hey, come on out. Unarmed police are out there. They want to talk to you about something. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
Okay. That might have saved a life in this situation. Very, very well could have saved a life because, you always got to realize, hey, these people might not see the police. They might be confused. They might be drunk. They might, have other things on their mind. If it is a domestic, they're pumped full of adrenaline and anger and probably a little booze. So, you don't want to put somebody in a bad situation where you have to react with deadly force. And the mere presence of a firearm, in my humble opinion, does not mean, you need to react right now with deadly force.
Do we know what time of day this is happening?
It was early in the morning. I'm not sure the exact time, but that's my point. I mean, I encounter a lot of armed people. And I, for the most, 99% of the time, you're able to deal with it without having to resort to deadly force.
Right.
There was unfortunately one time when that wasn't an option and I'm here and he's not. But just the mere presence of a firearm doesn't, that's not a green light. And I think these officers and their chain of command are going to find that out the hard way. Cause that guy was that guy was you, that guy was me, that guy was every armed homeowner who's, woken up in the middle of the night by pounding on the door. I mean, after a minute or so, I probably would have had dispatch call. Say, hey, there are police standing outside and they want to talk to you. Come to the front door unarmed.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't do that. This is bad, man.
Well, let me ask you a question. And I was having a discussion with somebody about this the other day. Somebody was asking me how did Budweiser come up with this advertising plan? And I said, well, because the person in charge of Budweiser is a Generation Z person who just went through college. And this is the world in which they live.
Yeah.
And I would love to know, with these police officers, how long they've been in how old they were, that kind of thing. What are they, what is it like in New Mexico? There's a big combination of factors. I would not look at law enforcement as a viable profession to get into right now just because of all the attacks they have on them and as many benefits of the doubt as I try to give them, which is always I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. This that you're describing, if you're out here saying this is incomprehensible and unforgivable, I got to pay attention to that. And that now I got to start wondering, okay, what is going on at that particular one and how many other places have it like this?
Yeah, you raised a good point too. We need to know. I don't think Farmington, New Mexico, is probably that dangerous a place. I don't think their officers are going back to the office 2-3 times a shift for more bullets.
Right.
So you need to know what they're used to seeing, what they aren't, and how accustomed or acclimatized they are to having to use force, much less deadly force, but. My main takeaway just watching that video is these guys were scared. I mean, I don't think they've seen firearms in people's hands before, but that's why they just immediately responded with a fusillade of rounds at this poor guy. And I understand his wife fired back. I didn't see that on the footage. His wife started shooting too. Until she learned they were police. Thank God they didn't kill her, too.
Did they not announce?
Yeah, they did.
When they were beating on the door?
Yeah, you can hear them in the videos saying police, but, are you going to hear that through the door? Are you going to be awake enough to hear that and to understand, what's going on? I don't know. unfortunately, you know, it would be a beautiful, teachable moment if a man's life hadn't been lost.
Well, it still needs to be a teachable moment, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this should not have happened. And I go back to the fact that these guys did not have confidence in their firearms. They did not understand that, you know, you're so much quicker and much more accurate than a bad guy out there with a gun if you put in the time and if you train. Now, I'm guessing that their training is going to be improved, as it should.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but like if I'm at a door and I'm knocking on a door to get somebody at a door, I do not have to stand silhouetted in the door. I can right. take up a position where they've got to show that me themselves and their intention before they actually yep. get good eyes on me. And then I have a little bit of reaction time at that point, which I could have my gun at low ready. And if they start swinging a hand up or something with a gun in it, okay, here we go. But I mean, not when you just present yourself and see a gun. I mean, don't you have to sort of know the intention behind that?
They seemed like they were a little bit caught unaware. They were standing way too close to the door. And then when they heard that he was fumbling around inside and coming in, that's when they backed up.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's when he comes out the storm door and is gunned down. I'm familiar with the training here in Florida that some of our agencies use. And you know, like our here in Sarasota County, our sheriff, we have the best sheriff in the state. And he makes sure his guys know how to use their new firearms, the SIG P320s. And he even put optics on it. On every single gun, he's got 1,000 guys who are carrying guns, 1,000 deputies. And they all have a good gun with a good optic on, electronic optic, and they're all very well trained. I don't know if that's happening in Farmington, New Mexico, but I have my doubts. And that is criminal.
Yeah, I would imagine it all depends on budget. That's a sad thing.
Yeah.
It all depends on budget. This I'm going to presume this is going to be something you keep eyes on. So we're headed into the next break, and if you write something about this, I would love to talk about it just to see.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much guarantee I'll be writing something about this.
You can find Lee's stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. When I say these things where he's the sole writer wherever he's at, wherever you find, although he gets reprinted all over the place. Ammoland, truthaboutguns.com, he gets reprinted all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Speaking from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Republicans will vote soon on their plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Our legislation accomplishes the same goal by returning the federal government to 2022 levels. And then limit the growth of spending over the next 10 years to 1% of annual.
McCarthy said there will be no deal on the debt limit that does not include spending cuts. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Charges have been filed against at least two Chinese suspects. An outbreak of hepatitis A has been linked to frozen strawberries imported from Baja, Mexico. The FDA says the strawberries were sold under a variety of brand names, including Kirkland Signature, Trader Joe's, Simply Nature, Vital Choice, and Made With. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. We're talking with investigative reporter Lee Williams, and you were just talking about this this thing that happened in New Mexico. And I'm I don't like microguns. Okay?
No. Me either.
I don't like microguns. I was reminded of this today. I did a video a couple of years ago called the P365, Not a Gun I Will Carry. And in that, I reference the teachings of James Yeager and Clint Smith, where they're talking about fighting handguns, which, to me, a fighting handgun is a gun that you can get enough of a purchase on the grip, and there's enough of the gun there that you can manipulate the gun and get it out of stoppages fast without having to fight that double spring slide that's very small, very little, and very tight. That's what a fighting handgun is to me. It's not about capacity. It's more about
ergonomics.
So, but now I wonder, because we were just talking about New Mexico where this just happened. For civilians, people who answer doors at O Dark 30, should we start thinking about? Because I'm going to the door with a gun. Now, one thing I do have is I have surveillance cameras. So I can actually see who's at the door, and I can actually speak to them through the surveillance camera as well.
It's a great option.
Yeah.
Fantastic option.
I do.
I hope we don't get to a place in our society. I think some jurisdictions are already there where if you hear a bump or somebody pounded on your door in the middle of the night, that you don't have to worry about taking up a firearm because the police may kill you.
Well,
but obviously in Farmington, New Mexico, that's a concern.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, though. At some point, and I think there's actually a few states that have this in place, if the police engage you accidentally, there should be some semblance of something allowing defending yourself, because I shouldn't just have to sit there and get killed just because you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I you know, stop shooting me, I'm the homeowner here kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think in this day and age you ever want to knowingly get in a gunfight with police if you know they're police, but I'm going to defend myself. I mean, my home is my castle. I know yours is yours too. So,
here in South Carolina, we had an incident where they were going around and they were looking in they were at a door. They didn't knock on the door, right? But apparently the people inside the house figured out that there were these people outside. They didn't know they were cops. So then a cop sees this door has like the little narrow windows on each side of it to where you can see the house. So the guy sees somebody silhouetting up in that window, the cop does, and he sees a gun silhouetted, so he shoots into the house.
I think I remember that.
He hits the homeowner, and the first thing out of his mouth is, "What are you doing with a gun?" The cop. Right? And, you know, I've seen this time and time again where they'll be like serve a warrant or something. They'll all be sitting there in their little plate carriers and everything else. And like they're going on to a combat operation. And somebody answers the door because it's dark 30 or somebody's pounding on it or kicking it. And then they answer it with a gun. And they're like, "What are you doing answering the door with a gun?" And where does that mentality come from? You have any idea?
There are some schools out there, and I'm not going to name them.
Okay.
I mean, very tactical, very, how to survive on the street.
Right.
And very officer safety. And I'm a firm believer in officer safety. Officer safety is tantamount to good police work. And I'm not discounting that at all. But I will say when we get rookies back from some of these certain schools, you know, they were almost, they almost acted angry that there weren't ninjas for them to engage around every corner. Mm. So it's just serve and protect, and you're not protecting anybody
right.
if you're executing them in their homes.
Yeah.
I mean, we have given up on peace officers. Nobody calls their guys peace officers anymore. They're all tactical this or tactical that, and that's fine. I mean, I'm all for having good gear in the hands of cops. I'm talking carbines and flashbangs and good handguns and shotguns. Assuming you have a really bad, you're going up against a really bad hombre, you should be well armed. But not everybody out there is a really bad hombre that's going to take your life. And I think that's the problem that a lot of these smaller agencies need to realize, is that not everybody's out there that, you know, looking to take you out. You should act and comport yourself as if they are. But, you know, there's also needs to be a little bit of realism here that, you know, somebody who wakes up at 3 a.m. may not be trying to take you out as you're standing on his doorstep. So you might want to give him the benefit of the doubt tactically, of course, not exposing yourself to any danger. These guys are way too close to that front door, too. So that gives you less time to react. If that makes sense.
Well, it does. I'm just thinking that at some point we're going to have to start. We need to see something where there is a law out there to where the police could expect that if you make, because the whole premise behind this is they were the big glaring flashing light with this particular incident is that they were at the wrong house. Right.
Had they not have been there, that guy, Mr. Dotson, Robert Dotson, would still be alive.
And how old was Mr. Dotson?
I'm not sure, man. I mean, he looked like an older gentleman before all the rounds started hitting him.
Yeah.
I mean, they took his life, and that wasn't justified.
Nope.
By any stretch of the imagination. Their actions or their misdeeds caused his death. And, I'm starting to agree with you. I don't know how you legislate against that. But I tell you, if one thing you can do is make examples of them when this kind of crap shows up.
Well,
there's no need to kill that man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing with the qualified immunity, which I agree they do have to have it, but I also agree that in the face of malfeasance, that should be sort of stripped away
immediately. That should be the first thing that goes.
I understand that the cost of doing business is that sometimes things are going to get sort of loud and bloody. I get that part of it. What I don't get is that you know. And it seems like the officers that do this kind of thing, they seem to be the same ones that do it over and over again. It's not just like it's happening all over the place with everybody. It's just there's some people that are just not as detail-oriented, and that's part of the problem, I guess.
Well, and when a law enforcement officer takes a life, they start two investigations. And I've been through them. One is internal to determine whether or not you violated policy, and the second one is external, and that's to decide whether or not to charge you with murder.
Right.
Did these guys violate policy? You could really make that case. You could really make that case that they did.
Right.
Did they commit murder? I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but should they wear a badge ever again? We'll see what that department comes up with, and that will be news regarding what happens to them. Because again, this guy did not deserve to die.
Right. Hang on for me, if you will. Going to take one more break. Talking to Lee Williams. He is an investigative reporter. He is everywhere. He is everywhere within the gun world. Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, and of course, thegunwriter.substack.com. And the stuff he writes, this isn't copy and paste. This is investigative reporting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Lee Williams. He is an investigative reporter that is all over the place. He's normally part of Think, Aim, Fire, but today I asked him to come in and just chew the fat with me, and he's so far very stimulating. How do we finish this out, please, sir?
Last week, you know, we had the shooting in Louisville, the shooting in Nashville, so, you know, mass shootings were on the media minds. And I gotta disclose that I enjoy Fox News about it more than I enjoy any of the other legacy media,
right?
Mainstream media. I love Tucker. I think Gutfeld is funny. Dr. Laura and Hannity, you know. But I have an issue with some of their news. After these shootings, two people, Brett Baer and Trace Gallagher, cited mass shooting data. It's right there on the screen from the Gun Violence Archive. And that is a nonprofit, anti-gun nonprofit that we debunked years ago because they use over-the-top mass shooting data because pretty much any time anybody touches a gun, they consider it a mass shooting. For example, in 2019, the Gun Violence Archive said there were 417 mass shootings.
Right.
FBI said there were 30.
Right.
I'll let you be the judge on who's the more accurate. So anyway, I sent a tweet to Trace Gallagher and Brett Baer. By the way, Brett Baer is a chief political anchor and executive editor of the Special Report.
I know.
No response. So then I'm kind of upset that the only channel I watch is using this fake news data. So I sent an email to their senior executive VP for corporate communications, and to their EVP and editor-in-chief of their digital site. He runs the website. Nothing. Nothing back. I mean, I enjoy Fox, and that's kind of why this was so upsetting. I mean, I never miss Tucker, but their news and then their digital on the website, I mean, this is unforgivable. What they need to do is they need to realize that by citing this data, they're dead wrong. They are aiding and abetting the gun banners by using these overblowing mass shooting statistics, which, you know, if you're not informed, if you're not listening to Lock and Load or reading, you know, the Gun Writer, you don't know that this data is fraudulent. It's fake. So what they need to do, they need to stop citing this data, and they need to issue a clarification to their viewers and to their readers. That's what they need to do journalistically, and it's also the right thing to do.
Right.
Because by using this data, they are making life easier for the gun ban industry.
Well, they do a couple of other things that I'm not real happy with because they use the same vernacular as well. They use gun violence and assault weapons.
Gun violence.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you part of the problem that I think that you should consider, and that is that you're talking about a bunch of Northeastern, quote, conservatives. Now, what would you call somebody that probably, and this is the other thing, and I think this is probably the biggest issue for you, and I sort of touched on this when we were going out quite unexpectedly. You actually, if somebody says, hey, today this happened, you don't just get on a computer on your computer and go, oh, breaking news, today this happened. You actually go out there, right, and you look and see what happened.
Right.
And then you look and see, you know, is this a headline generating thing? Is this something they're going to use to make some sort of an agenda driven statement or what? And I think Fox News, in large part, with the exception of their people that do editorial stuff like Tucker,
their opinion guys, yeah.
With their news guys. I mean, remember Shepard Smith? How long was he a Fox guy? And they were all copying and pasting, and they believed it. And that, I mean, that is the most of intellectual disingenuousness there is, when they just get out there and they see it, they just don't even question it.
Yep.
Could that be?
Yeah, it really. I lost a lot of faith in on their news side. I mean, and it's not like I had a lot to begin with. I have a lot of issues with the news actor, as I like to call them, on network TV, because they'll, you know, it's all about the immediacy, getting it first. Oh, we don't care if it's right. Let's just get it out there first. But I expect a little more, and then to hear Brett Baer use this data, and he ought to know better. I mean, he's up the food chain quite a bit on that network.
Right.
Now he's a news guy. He's not an opinion guy, but you know, they're making, it's treason. They're making life easier for the gun banners, and they need to be called out on that. I know it's Fox, and I know we all probably have it on in the background in our homes during the day. I certainly do, but you know, it's what you do. If your friend makes a mistake, you tell him and you hope he changes.
Well,
and they're not making any moves to change any of this.
Well, I mean, okay, so I'm on their website now, right? I'm on their website now, and I'm looking at it, and here we have, huge fight breaks out at White Sox game, security hardly anywhere in sight. That's at the top of their page. That's news. Right? Transgender right. Teacher baffled companies would partner with Juvenile Mulvaney. Okay, that's news. Jack Nicholson looks unrecognizable. Actress reveals she still has her Daisy Dukes from Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Yeah, breaking news.
These things are not news. And, I mean, they have largely Quentin Tarantino reveals why his movies don't include sex scenes. Okay. I understand that in the 24-hour news cycle that we exist in today, that they have to have filler, right? I get that. They have to have filler. But couldn't they actually...
Feature stories.
Yeah, but couldn't they actually get out there and, like, I'll give you an example. Breitbart News, right? AWR. I loved AWR's writing to a certain degree, except that AWR just gets out there and all he gives you is a Costco sample of the story. And he never comes back later and fills in and makes it a whole sandwich for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Couldn't they actually take something and really expand on it, give out all the information that is gatherable at all, give it out right then and there? I mean, sometimes with some of these rampage killings, I wait to discuss them because that has, quite frankly, bit me on the butt more than I care to mention.
Well, all the media accounts are usually wrong,
right,
following one of these things. Again, get it first. Don't worry about whether or not it's right.
So, but I mean, yeah. Looking at Fox News, when I look at Fox News, I don't really consider Fox News a real serious source of show prep for me, to be quite honest with you.
No, I think you'd be doing a lot of retractions if you relied on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get out there and go, today, Don Jr. reveals Bud Light boycott is a mistake.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's basically it. And because they give a lot of money to Republicans. Well, they give a lot of money to Democrats, too. So that's not really a reason not to boycott Bud Light. But that's all beside the point, because I don't consider them a serious news source. I mean,
No, and that's unfortunate, but you're smart in doing that because, yeah. God, they're definitely not. When it comes to the news, they're just as bad as MSLSD or CNN or any of that.
Yeah.
Let's just use it, get it up there, and we'll worry about its accuracy later, but let's just get it up there. And, you know, I think we deserve more. And
yes,
on a daily basis, but when they want to play in the gun arena with this, you know, not with this, with untruths,
yeah,
which is what they are, that's crossing the line in my book. When they're giving aid and succor to the enemy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're doing the same thing that MSNBC and does, which is just copy and paste it. They're just copying and pasting. They're not getting out there and breaking it down and looking at things and trying to say, okay, well, why did this happen or none of this nonsense. And
it's laziness.
And are you going to keep pushing to see if you get a response out of them?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
They owe their readers and their listeners.
You need to get Jared to book you on one of their shows, and you need to go on there and start to just lambast at them. Just taking offense at them. I'm about to run out of time. I sincerely thank you for taking the time to join me today. It's always a pleasure when I get to speak with you and we get to do the deep dive and stuff besides the fun gun stuff that we talk about with Think Aim Fire. You can find,
the hour goes so fast.
It does indeed. You can find Mr. Williams at thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, and he is the lone reporter, investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, which is SAF.org. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.